This past weekend was supposed to be a special one for an Iraqi family in Michigan. After a long immigration process, a woman and her husband planned a reunion. NPR's Jeff Brady reports on what really happened.
Until last year, Shahed Carroldine says she worked for a U.S. contractor in Iraq performing HR and IT tasks. Because of that work, she says it wasn't safe to stay in her country. Like many others who helped the U.S. in Iraq, she applied for a special visa.
And it took me 4 years to get the visa because it go under 7 level of security check.
Carroldine came to the U.S. last fall with her 3-year-old son. She says her husband had to wait for a renewed passport. He traveled from Iraq to Philadelphia on Saturday and then was supposed to catch a connecting flight to Detroit.
And I didn't know why he's not showing. I started to worry about him. I thought something happened to him. I wait 3 hours and then somebody called me and told me they have my husband.
Carroldine says authorities offered few details except that her husband, Ahmed al-Janabi, was still in Philadelphia. On Saturday night, a judge blocked Trump administration plans to deport immigrants affected by the travel ban. Carroldine's husband was released Sunday morning. A few hours later, he arrived in Detroit. That's when Carroldine learned he was put in handcuffs and prison clothes and locked up overnight.
That is horrible. He didn't do anything wrong. He's not a criminal. He come here in the legal paper, they shouldn't treat him like that.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection did not respond to questions about this particular case. In a statement, the agency said less than 1% of international travelers at airports were affected. And the statement said the agency treats the people it encounters humanely and with professionalism. Carroldine disagrees, but at this point, she's happy to have her family back together again. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Philadelphia.